Hey everyone, and welcome to the Create Something Awesome Today podcast. This is your host, Roberto Blake of RobertoBlake.com, helping you create something awesome today. So today we've got a very interesting topic for the podcast. We're going to be talking about why 2017 will be the rebirth of YouTube. For those of you who may not be familiar, I actually have a education-based YouTube channel, youtube.com/RobertoBlake2, just like the number two. And I've been doing YouTube for about maybe 4 years or so consistently. I think I started doing consistent weekly content in July of 2013. And that means that I was really late to the game in YouTube for a lot of reasons. And I think it's really important to kind of understand a little bit perspective and history of YouTube. So we're going to actually run through that in the podcast today. We're going to talk about the history of YouTube, the partner program, some of the evolutions and the technology, some of the largest creators and where they got their start, their humble beginnings. And I'm going to frame for you why 2017 will be the next great golden era of YouTube. I really believe that. But before we jump into that, I want to talk about our awesome creator of the day. Zoe Wolf is the awesome creator of the day, and she runs a YouTube channel called The Wolf Pack, and that is Wolf with two F's and Zoe with no Y. She is a YouTube vlogger and filmmaker, and she has an awesome channel. It doesn't have a lot of subscribers, but the quality is there, and I think you guys would be interested to check it out. It will be linked up in the show notes. Also, if you happen to be an aspiring YouTuber or one that just wants to grow their channel and be a little bit more productive or rank better in YouTube search, I have a tip for you. Use a tool called TubeBuddy. TubeBuddy.com/awesome. That is an affiliate link that helps support the podcast. They are not sponsoring, but they are a friend of the YouTube channel and the podcast. You'll want to check out what they have to offer. It is my secret weapon and something that helped me get to 200,000 subscribers in YouTube. So you want to check that out. Again, it's tubebuddy.com/awesome, and that will be linked in the show notes for you. It's definitely helped me out. It is my secret weapon. 2017 has been off to a phenomenal start for a lot of us. I know it's certainly been very good to me, and I think that this will be the golden era of YouTube. I really believe that. We haven't had a golden era in YouTube since about 2012. And 2012 is when the YouTube Partner Program opened up to pretty much anybody and everyone as a YouTuber. And I don't think that there are many YouTubers who would be around and be successful and profitable today if that wasn't the case. The Partner Program originally kicked off in 2008, which was, in my opinion, the previous golden era of YouTube. YouTube was founded in February of 2005. I got into YouTube in 2006, not really creating content, but watching content. I was watching old Super Bowl ads in my friend Malcolm's kitchen with all my friends, and we were laughing at that. We were laughing at all the banned from TV ads that were in there. So that was like literally the first year of YouTube kind of getting started. And we were enjoying it, just watching goofy videos on the internet. So that was a lot of fun. But in 2008 is when creators really started getting some traction and becoming powerful in the platform, because a few select creators who had been around since the beginning had the opportunity to be part of the YouTube Partner Program. And this allowed them to put ads on their YouTube channel and start making real money. Now, granted, it was probably less money than YouTubers are seeing today, because there weren't a lot of advertisers that were ready to get onto the platform, and nobody really still understood in 2008 what YouTube was. I didn't really take YouTube seriously and think it was anything special in 2008, but that's when you had a lot of creators start to put out regular content and where the beginnings of the YouTube community started with different features. At some point, we had the video replies, the video response features, and that really helped foster the community and helped people work their way up the ladder of YouTube by being able to reply to somebody whose videos might have gotten a lot of views and a lot of traction. And there was some value there because it brought YouTubers big and small together. I think it's a feature that most people regret has gone away and they miss it. But it was also a feature that was heavily exploited in the platform in the early days. But it's also one that gave so much opportunity to new creators that were trying to find their place and find a voice and be noticed and discovered. So I really think that features like that are important, and that we need to have features that allow people to climb the ladder and grow and get some kind of recognition. But it's not like you can't come out of nowhere on YouTube anymore. None of you knew who I was in 2013, and I have 200,000 subscribers now. Is it a million? No, but my channel's also not the type of thing that easily gets a million subscribers because I have an education-based reference channel. Even as far as education channels go, it's not niche. It's not like SciShow or any of the space channels or any of the channels that deal in physics, because that stuff's really cool, but it's also very specific, and it has its own community. I'm doing something that hasn't really been taken on as best as I can tell, something that tries to encompass the whole of the creative community. I kind of am coming from a creator's point of view in the way that companies like Adobe approach this in terms of trying to build a community that is not based on one creative discipline. And even my channel, as weird and quirky as it is, and as much as it is hard to get most of my audience to watch a single video because most of my content may not apply to all of the people in my audience. It might only help a handful of the people in my audience, or it might bring new people to my audience and not help any of my existing subscribers. That's a really tough place to be in, and it's something that a lot of creators won't sign on for, and it's why niches are so powerful in YouTube and why people stick to a genre like comedy or gaming or reviews or tech or something very specific in an industry like photography or filmmaking or design. And that's fine, and there are plenty of people who are successful on that. I mean, I think DSLR Guide is up to like 500,000 views by doing that. The psychology channels are doing fantastic, channels like Charisma on Command. So I think that niches are powerful. I just don't think they're for everybody. I certainly don't necessarily think they might be for people with shiny object syndrome or ADD, but I'm kind of going on a tangent here. Let's get back to why this is going to be the golden era. The reason this is going to be the golden era is because there's more opportunity to be discovered in YouTube than there's ever been, because there are a lot of breakout categories that you can go into. Everyone is worried about how saturated everything is, but there are a lot of ways to stand out on YouTube. 360 video is a big way to stand out on YouTube right now, and it's favored in the algorithm because nobody's doing it, and they want to promote that, and they want to get some more traction. And then also, the 360 camera companies are helping tweet that stuff out and promote it in Facebook as well, so they're putting it in front of their audience because they want to sell more cameras. So there are all kinds of hacks by just doing different types of things to get noticed and get traction in YouTube if you can latch on to some of these things while they're still popular. 4K video is another example. But more than anything right now, one of the biggest, most powerful ways to break out on YouTube is live streaming. And live streaming is a little difficult for some people, and it's not without its quirks, but in a lot of ways, you can win and you could do more affordable live streaming than you could if you went out and tried to buy a DSLR camera and tried to make it in YouTube, making this high quality, edited, polished content by literally doing a daily live stream and using a $100 webcam, a $60 or $70 microphone, and OBS. You could tackle the YouTube algorithm in a completely new way, and you could approach it. You will stack a ton of watch time. And if you're making live streams that also are rewatchable evergreen content with replay value, that's going to be huge. And it's going to also challenge the major broadcast television and news networks for people to be doing live streams in real time, both from mobile and from the desktop, because YouTube also unleashed their mobile app recently. Right now, as of the recording of this in March of 2017, you need 10,000 subscribers to use the YouTube live streaming mobile app. However, there are ways to get around that, like using Wirecast Go. But beyond that, I know that YouTube intends to roll this out to all creators and not create this barrier to entry to use it. It's just a matter of time. So probably within 2 to 3 months of this podcast, everyone will probably have access to that on their mobile device. And that's going to be huge. That's going to be killer. It's going to bring a lot of new people to the platform. A lot of people who are intimidated by the prospect of editing their videos that are actually good in real life will just go live. And it'll be great. It'll be amazing content. It'll be content worth watching again. And it will make sure that they get on people's radar. this is going to allow some people to potentially scoop news organizations and break stories, but it's not just going to be for news YouTubers or people who want to do with the commentary community. This is going to be huge for people who aren't even really someone who would typically perform well in YouTube because of their either lack of gear or their lack of ability to edit or to do scripted content. This is going to be huge, and it's going to see us have a new population in YouTube. The live streamers are going to come to YouTube in a whole new way. YouTube live streaming has been around for a while, but now it will have attention because live streaming over the last 2 to 3 years has become mainstream. And once something becomes mainstream and is adapted to the point to where we see as many people have gotten used to it with Facebook Live, regular people live streaming, and not just lifecasters. We've got business people and marketers. We've got people commentating on politics. We've got people in other genres. We've got people doing live video reviews once a new episode of Game of Thrones comes out. This is going to be major. And you combine that with the announcement this week of YouTube TV, with YouTube going even more mainstream, and the fact that it's going to leverage the Google AI, it's going to leverage artificial intelligence and the YouTube algorithm to recommend YouTube content to people who, based on their viewing preferences of actual TV shows. So now, in relation to actual TV shows, they'll be recommended YouTube content that matches up with it. That's huge because it's legitimizing YouTubers and it's putting them on the same playing field as broadcast and network television. And now, in a world where a 4K video camcorder is like $500, $600, you get something like the Panasonic Lumix G7 that is a mirrorless DSLR style camera that shoots 4K video. You can hook that up to either a Elgato Game Capture or a Blackmagic Shuttle for under $200, and you could live stream with quality that's on par with a major news organization because it has that DSLR quality. You can blur the background, you can do whatever, or you could stream in 4K video if you have a strong enough internet connection. When those kind of things are affordable and on the table for under $1,000 in the hands of the average consumer, well, that's game changing. So with new technology, with a new culture, and with a higher level of legitimacy for YouTubers and production values, good production values being more accessible for the average consumer, with mobile content being consumed more by people and the ability to produce high quality content, both recorded and live from mobile devices, it's a game changer. This will be the new golden era of YouTube. It's pretty much a guarantee that from 2017, over the next 3 years, we're going to see a golden era that we haven't seen since either 2008 or 2012 with the YouTube Partner Program beginning and the start of YouTubers being able to quote-unquote make a career or a business out of this, and then 2012 with that being accessible to anyone with an internet connection and a camera and the talent to do it. So I just think that this is the time. If you haven't started a YouTube channel, and you have the desire to build your personal brand, put it out there, or grow an online business, or you're someone who has the desire to at some point work in entertainment, be an actor or an actress, or you just have things that you want to do and that you want to put out into the world and breathe life into them, you need to be on this platform and you need to understand it on some level and you need to have a presence there. I think that this will be the single most important online platform of the next 5 years. I honestly believe that. It's already the second largest trafficked website in the world, the second largest search engine in the world, and the largest online video platform. The numbers are in. This is real right now. And if you're sleeping on this because you don't think that you can break out on YouTube, you don't think you can stand out, you think that nobody is going to be watching. And here's the thing, for the first couple of videos, the first two dozen, three dozen videos, that might be true. I did about 1,000 videos at this point to get to 200,000 subscribers. And those videos, even if I never made any more videos, by themselves have enough momentum to where I honestly know that in a year's time, if I did no more content, I could probably still get another 100,000 subscribers off of the evergreen content that I already have. But That's not a modest brag on my point. It's to illustrate a point that you could work hard enough to get far enough in this platform. And I think that there's enough proof that there are even smaller YouTubers. What you guys may not understand is that there are YouTubers with 5 and 10,000 subscribers that make six figures. It depends on your genre and your business model. Some of these people, it's that they used it to leverage their brand. I know fitness instructor style YouTubers with like 30,000 subscribers that are doing six figures. This is very real for you if you have some other service-based or product-based business. You don't need a ton of subscribers to convert and to grow your business. And if you want to go on the entertainment side, there are plenty of YouTubers who nobody knew about that started a year or two ago that quote-unquote blew up. So if that's your game and that's what you want, it's still there for you. The idea that it's all already been done and that it's oversaturated is an excuse to talk yourself out of the work that success requires. We are at the point where there is this golden era opportunity, but here is the catch. In 3 to 5 years after we've like celebrated this golden era, I think there will be a bubble that will pop. I think that we're already living in a YouTube bubble that actually is simultaneously happening with the golden era, and the bar is going to get very high over the next 3 years. Right now, there's a great opportunity, but 3 years from now, maybe not as much. I think that those things are something that, again, I'm speculating, but I'm usually pretty spot on about these things, all things considered. My predictions on this have been accurate up until this point. And I really feel like from what I've heard from other people in the tech and business and marketing world and even other YouTube creators that, yes, there's about a 3 to 5 year window where this bubble is going to pop, but it's also going to be the most prime opportunity there's ever been in the platform in recent times. So I think that if you take all of this into consideration, now is the time and you need to do something about this platform if you've been sleeping on it. I really believe that. Don't make excuses. You know, in 2010, there were already plenty of big YouTubers, and Jenna Marvel started her channel from zero, because every YouTuber starts their channel from zero. And right now, if I'm not mistaken, she's the biggest female YouTuber. She has over 10 million subscribers. I think it's something like 16 million subscribers. And again, she started in 2010 from zero. There were plenty of people, plenty of female YouTubers already on the platform crushing it, and she came out of nowhere and she beat them. It's not even a competition. You really are supposed to only compete with yourself. But if you're the kind of person who needs to compare, well, there you go. There is the ability to come from behind and to overwhelm people who started before you. A lot of my friends in YouTube started well before 2013 when I started making content, and they had like 100,000 subscribers. They had more than me. And in some cases, I surpassed them. And again, I wasn't looking to. I didn't care. I thought, oh, that's cool. That's interesting. But it doesn't really matter. What matters is that you're putting out this content, that you're doing something with it, and that it's getting you the results that you really want that matter, because the subscriber count doesn't really do anything for you, not really. It's leverage, it's marketing optics, it might make you feel good, but what does it actually do for you in real life? Because subscribers don't translate to dollars, not directly. There are 500,000 subscriber YouTubers that don't make enough money to pay rent in LA, and part of that's because they live in LA instead of somewhere more frugal, but okay, fine. Because that's the YouTuber thing to do. The YouTuber thing to do is to move to California. But there are plenty of people who have much smaller subscriber counts on YouTube that make a lot more money than people with larger subscriber counts sometimes. The YouTube middle class is a real thing. And I'll probably do a whole podcast episode and some YouTube content focusing on that fact. But I think that a lot of people get discouraged because they think that a million subscribers is this impossible number. And it might be for the far majority of people. Probably for 99% of people, probably 99% of people who ever join this platform probably won't cross 100,000 subscribers. Here's the thing. It doesn't matter. They don't need to, because 500 people clapping for you is a lot. If you've never done public speaking, 100 people clapping for you is a lot. Trust me on that. If you've ever had to stand in front of your classroom, you realize how overwhelming 30 people can be. And it's proportionate even more if you're an introvert. So, you know, that's something interesting to just throw out there. So I want you to just take into context that content can do a lot for your career. It can do a lot for your business. It's a tremendous opportunity, and it allows you to not only receive a lot, it allows you to give a ton of value. There are so many people that I've gotten comments and emails and tweets from telling me that my content made some kind of difference in their career or their life. And I couldn't be happier about that. And it means more to me than looking at a high subscriber count number. I would hope that at some point it will mean more to me than looking at some very nice checks. But right now I don't think it does that. But very close, very close. Best thing, next best thing in the world, right? That's just some like funny self-facing humor there. What I want you to take away from this is that it's not too late to get started in YouTube. It's not too late to come to this platform, deliver value, have a voice, and have it mean something to people. And whatever you think is an excuse that you've been making, I want you to get past that. And I want you to go ahead and start your channel. I want you to create awesome things and share them with the world. I want you to represent the people who are crazy, stupid, excited about the same things you're crazy, stupid, excited about. I want you to go out there and I want you to break out into this thing and really give it a shot. And by really give it a shot, I mean make 100 pieces of content that you're proud of. I think that that's what a commitment really looks like. Are you willing to? Gary Vaynerchuk has an interesting quote in his video, One is Greater Than Zero. I'm going to link it up in the show notes. I want you to check out Gary V. But he was like, are you willing to spend 10 minutes to get 109 people to watch? Because I am. He's talking about grinding when other people are sleeping. And I take that to heart. That is very real to me. I do videos all the time that I know will suck in the YouTube algorithm that won't perform because there's one person out there who's going to get something from it and it's going to make a difference for them. Now, again, that's my type of content and that's what my goals look like. But if my goal was to be an entertainer, I would make videos knowing that it's like, you know what, if one kid comes home from school after a rough day and enjoys this, totally worth it. Totally worth that 5 or 10 minutes of my life to make that video. Because at the end of the day, that's what I used to get through my days when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I used to come home and I used to watch Doug or Rocko's Modern Life or Ren and Stimpy and Rugrats. And there's someone whose parents probably told them that being an animator was crap and that nobody was going to respect it and that they were wasting their life. But if they hadn't, I might not have been able to get through a really rough childhood. So, hats off to the crazy ones. Hats off to the people who do what they love, regardless of the results and regardless of how many people give them crap for it. And I want you to be one of those people. I want you to be one of the crazy people. We like those people here in the Create Awesome community. So that's it, guys. I really believe 2017, golden era of YouTube. We've got so many advancements between technology, the affordability, the YouTube mobile app, the reach, the legitimacy of YouTube, YouTube TV getting ready to take YouTube even further into the mainstream culture. And I just think that now's the time, more than ever. I think now's the time. This is going to be the golden era of YouTube. This is going to be the rebirth of YouTube, and I want you to be a part of it. Remember, you can check out my YouTube channel. I've done like 150 tips on how to grow your YouTube channel and get started. Probably by the time this podcast is out, I think it's like 160 something videos. So check that out at youtube.com/RobertoBlake2. And if you want some really great tools to help you get started in YouTube, go to tubebuddy.com/awesome. All of this is going to be linked up in the show notes for you guys. Well, this is Roberto Blake of robertoblake.com, and hopefully I've helped you create something awesome today. Take care.